Hey, fearless femmes. This is Jessica Lane, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite getting what you need back? You know that feeling when you're stretched thin, juggling a million things, and everyone seems to want a piece of you? We've all been there. Today, we're diving into something super important: setting healthy boundaries. Now, I know the word boundaries might sound a little intimidating. But trust me, it's not about building walls and shutting people out. It's about creating a clear, defined space where you feel safe, respected, and empowered to be your authentic self. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your personal safety net, the invisible shield that protects your time, energy, and emotional well-being. So, how do we actually set these boundaries? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, recognize your worth. You deserve respect, just as much as anyone else. When you value yourself, it becomes easier to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your goals. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs and happiness. Second, communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to express your limits in a kind but firm way. Use I statements like, "I need some time alone to recharge," or "I can't commit to that right now." Third, learn to say no, without guilt. It's not selfish to protect your energy and time. Saying yes to everything will only lead to burnout and resentment. Be selective about what you say yes to, and don't feel obligated to please everyone. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Next up, practice self-care like it's your superpower. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from reading a good book to taking a walk in nature, meditating, or spending time with loved ones who uplift you. Finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time and practice to get it right. Be patient with yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep refining your boundaries until they feel truly authentic and supportive of your well-being. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, drowning in emails, trying to meet impossible deadlines, when suddenly, your colleague asks you to take on another project. You want to say yes, because you're afraid to disappoint them, but deep down, you know you're already stretched thin. This is where those healthy boundaries come in. You can politely decline by saying something like, "I really appreciate you thinking of me for this project, but I'm currently at capacity with my existing workload. Maybe we can chat about it again next week when things have calmed down." See? It's not about being rude or uncooperative, it's about protecting your time and energy so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Remember, setting boundaries is a sign of strength, not weakness. When you establish clear limits, you create space for authentic connections, greater productivity, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. So, I challenge you to start small today. Identify one area where you need to set a boundary and take action. Maybe it's saying no to social events that drain your energy, or delegating tasks at work, or setting aside dedicated time for self-care. Whatever it is, make a conscious decision to prioritize your well-being. Don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Use the hashtag #FearlessFemBoundaries and let's inspire each other to live our lives with intention and purpose. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright, fierce femmes.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.